Chapter 34. Ergan the Gru stood on the wooded hillside, sword and dagger drawn. His chest heaved with exertion as he gazed around at the silent trees.
I'll find them. They've got to be here somewhere.
A rat captain named Blade Tail slashed the undergrowth with his spear.
The way they were running, sire, I bet they're right out of Southsward heading north now.
They can run to the gates of Dark Ice. I'll still find them and put an end to it all.
Nagru began walking uphill resolutely.
I never left an enemy alone in my life until victory was mine. Dead beasts never come back to fight again. Remember that, Blade Tail.
The rat captain recalled Muta and Rab, but held his silence. Nagru was in a killing mood. All along the hillsides, horde rats began moving upward with their leader. Nagru pointed his dagger at one rat.
Wriglim, scout ahead. Get up on top and see if you can pick up their trail. Look sharp!
Wriglim saluted and dashed off ahead. Two horde rats toiling side by side climbed upward. They watched Wriglim reach the top, and then he was lost to sight. One of the rats slowed to regain his breath.
I think we're chasing shadows. They're long gone.
His companion pushed on, replying as he went.
That'll suit me. Anything for an easy life, mate. No, we've got to wait until Nagru gets tired of the chase.
Nagru was nearly at the top when a scream caused him to look upward. This was followed by a noise like 1,000 dull drums. Wriglim came toppling back downhill, a small circular object rolling behind him. Letting the body of Wriglim roll past him, the foxwolf trapped the circular object with his footpaw. He picked it up, inspected it, and passed it to Blade Tail, saying,
What do you make of this?
Sire, it looks like an old stale oatcake, though it's too hard for that. Maybe it's some kind of rock. What's that noise up above?
Nagru quickened his pace.
We'll soon find out. Let's take a look.
The foxwolf was first to breast the hilltop. The drumming noise was the ground thrumming to legions of paws. Bearing down on him like a tornado came Bowly Pintips at the head of an army of otters, mice, moles, hedgehogs and squirrels. As they ran, a mighty cry arose from the battle host. Nagru was a seasoned warrior, and he did not panic as most creatures would have. Waving his sword, he shouted urgently to his horde rats.
Rally to me!
Every rat hastened to obey. Nagru was not given to idle commands. They sensed the urgency in his voice. Scarcely had they grouped when the Southsward army came pounding over the hilltop and the two forces clashed. The battle broke over Nagru with a vengeance. Squirrels immediately raced up tree trunks and began hailing arrows downward into the horde rats. The front ranks were mainly the tribe of Gorgon and Dekai. Wielding their war clubs, the hedgehogs waded in, only to be met by Nagru sending spears and pikes straight at them.